Wave Radio.
Hey, I'm doing great, man. This light is shining. My feet hurt. It's dry in here. Can it be a show as opposed to a product? The demonstration at Panasonic once again this year was amazing. The three industrial robots with the 380-inch LED and the guy synchronized with it. Folks, we just posted this entire show on the web. If you really want to see a phenomenal application of multi-screen synchronized shows with people, check this out.
Yeah, it is great. And I'm glad you shot a demo of it because I'm on the set and it's actually next time. We're actually everyone is talking about that demo. My afternoon deck is the Formula One projection demo by Epson.
We posted all of that.
Okay, good.
And we talked to the guys who did it. So check that out on the web as well. It's already up.
Yeah, greatbook.com/ISA2016. Basically, they took 10 projections and they put some Formula One basic cards. They actually make that kind of fake card. They actually pixel map it. And they call it Storm. It's really interesting. It shows the power of
interestingly enough, they did something with it that I haven't seen done with a lot of car mapping, and I've seen a lot of car mapping. But this one, when you walk in the room before the demo starts, the projectors are on, but only on the car, and you think the car is painted with the logos and everything, and then the demo starts, and you realize that the entire thing is projected. Overall impression of day one. It has not been as crowded as I expected it to be. It has been, the aisles I think have been light, and I'm starting to hear people back down on attendance figures, Gary. I'm starting to hear, okay, maybe 55,000, maybe 50,000. So. Yeah, I had noticed that. And the other thing I'm wondering about is, with a 4-day show, are we going to see lighter attendance on each day?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not much for overall how it's going to be. I'll tell you,
well, yeah, that's the Wing server. Yeah, I mean, Wings is a really interesting product, and it's underrepresented in the United States. When we think of multi-screen shows, we think of Datacon a lot. We think of a lot of the other solutions, but I really I think Wings is kind of one of the quiet ones that's out there, and that really, really, people need to look at it, because what I saw today from a single server running that 8K was very impressive.
Something else I saw today that's not being called Speaker Drive. Basically, what they're doing is recognize your face when you walk in the room.
Yeah.
And if you walk around the room, wherever you're presenting from, wherever you're going, basically it follows you around the room.
Polycom has it too. Polycom now has it built into all the group series, and facial identification is amazing. And a second face walks into the room, and both of them zoom out to hold two faces, right?
It's really interesting technology, but I hadn't realized it in advance.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden, really. I mean, Polycom was first in the market with their old director system with the two cameras and the audio.
You have to wear something.
No, track by audio, right? But the new ones both track by facial recognition. Now, I have the Cisco one in my demo room.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Another thing I do, I have a Cisco Oblong. You may know Oblong is a company that's super high-end sort of telecommunication system for the floor. They're focused on mapping collaboration. That product is mind-boggling. Again, it's $150,000 for shipping. But the user interface experience is really interesting. Of course, it was developed by the guy who developed the user interface experience. And it's really kind of interesting how sort of logical gestures control the system. Now again, it's not $150,000, so it's not like a Siri voice recognition, which is $150,000. This is some kind of stuff. But it is logical, and it is a lot of things.
Really? I don't know of them, and I guess I really need to go look. Spelled like oblong, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's near the Cisco booth. And tomorrow, there's something interesting, which we'll report on tomorrow. That is, Marco is celebrating having installed its 100,000 installed.
Well, I think I've installed about 1% of it.
There's a lot of them out there. And when we were walking in this morning, they're looking at our Twitter feed. They set up these pop-up foot chair meeting rooms, and they built them out of their truck driving.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's like shipping containers with glass, where they cut out the side walls and put in glass. And they're outside. And once again, Barco got really gutsy with this. They like put them out there and just said anybody can use it.
They
sent
the system up to the foot chair, and then you can sit down and have it. It's interesting, guys. I don't know how good they're using it.
No, I mean, I thought that was, and always has been, gutsy by Barco on the ClickShare thing. I sell a lot of ClickShare. I really, really love ClickShare.
ClickShare, I was in the bathroom, and this sign is literally above every yard in the entire convention. It's a big yard, and it literally says, stop fiddling with your cable. And
it's an ad for
wireless.
Yeah, given, yeah, and that, it was a little, it's very European, actually.
It is, I think this would do okay in the US, but it is kind of.
Right, well, I mean, it only in certain countries in Europe, though, because in the ones that have co-ed bathrooms, it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Although I will say that when I saw this, and I believe you've never been to Europe, it is a little uncomfortable being in the bathroom sometimes, but when I saw this, as I'm using the bathroom, you're going to have to stand on the thing. Behind me is a lady sweeping the floor while I'm using the bathroom. You look at the food and walk over.
Yeah, it is different. And then you go to parts of Europe where there's only one bathroom.
Anyway, but we love this show. There's a lot of fun for the airfare and the great hotel. The hotel we stay in, we love it. It's centrally located. It's easy to get to.
And great chocolate in the lobby.
We are chocolate being out, for sure. But we're going to have a podcast every day. We're going to come to you with a podcast at least twice a day. Observations are going to be
absolutely. We posted some really good stuff today. If you want to see high-end demonstrations going on, we posted Annabelle Gay driving a Formula One simulator. That went really, really well. That was in the Optima booth. And we posted this new multi-screen demo that Panasonic did, and we did a really good thing on projection mapping at Epson. So take a look at those. Those videos are all already up on the web. So, and Gary, I'm going to be looking tomorrow. I've got like five more halls to see.
Yeah, so. I only covered three halls in the show. We've got a long one covered. It is a four-day show. So thanks for joining us. This is our second day one podcast of the day. So if you want to listen to the first one, just scroll down and you'll see the other one there. We talked about the
And for my crew in Connecticut, yes, I'm having a good time. Thanks, Gary.